Welcome to Too Much Rock, podcast number 706. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from the Sound Carriers from Nottingham in the UK. The song is called Already Over, and it's on the new album Through Other Reflection that came out August 16th on Phosphonic Records. That is my song of the summer. I just see myself in a nice convertible Alfa Romeo cruising through Monaco. That's the way to go for me. Anyway, a great album, all vibes, and I'm loving it. The band has evidently been around for a while, so I need to go back and find some of the earlier material because that one really excites me. I got music for you this week. That's what you're here for. Let's play some. I picked up something from the New Starts. This one's called Under the Strip Lights.
We'll be right back.
Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from Dusk Wales with the song Mountains Separate Us. That's from the band's self-released album, Strawflower Lane, which came out August 16th. That Washington, D.C. band emailed me and said, hey, I think you'd like our record. And it turns out they were right. I'll give you a little hint. Most of the time, bands are very, very wrong when they say that, but not Dusk Wales. It's a great indie record with a lot of heart, a lot of variation. Give that one a listen. I think you're going to find something you like about that one, and then you can order it on vinyl. Before that, we heard from New Starts with the song Under the Strip Lights. That's on the band's debut album, More Breakup Songs, which came out August 16th as well on Fika Recordings. Fantastic indie pop record there, led by Darren Heyman, formerly of Hefner. This album definitely is the most Hefner of things we've heard from him in a long time. He's got an interesting band there that kind of doesn't always march in step with what he's done in the past, and I think that makes that a better record. Anyway, we got more music. Let's continue on. This is She Hee Hee with the song Love Wins.
Face.
Short two-song set there that traveled 50 years somehow, starting with She He He from Athens, Georgia, and the song Love Wins. That's on the band's new album, Name Droppers, that came out just last week, August 23rd, on Say 10 Records. 18 fantastic tracks that are so many hooks. That song there, of course, is all hooks. Give that one a listen. You're going to love it. And then after that, we heard from New York Dolls with the song Trash. That's from the band's debut album, 1973, self-titled, came out of Mercury Records. That song written by David Johansson and Silva Silva. That one I just picked up a couple weeks ago. For some reason, I did not own that one on vinyl. I found a clean copy of that and the next album, and I was happy to add those to my collection. And that's how the podcast works. Every week, I just get new music. I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully, I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. We're going to dip here into a little bit of power pop, a little bit of jangle. This is Chime School with the song, I Hate the Summer Sun.
Pretend that you know everything. yourself fall now to me, girl, while you still got the strength to speak. 'Cause they're waiting for you at Bellevue with their oxygen masks. But I could give it all to you now if only you could ask. But don't call your surgeon even, he says it's too late. It's not your lungs, it's time, it's your heart that holds your fate. Don't give him money, honey, I don't want it back. You and your pony face and your Union Jack. Yes, you know it's true, I came for you, I came for you. But you did not heed my urgency.
Goodness, what a wonderful telling that is. That is Greg Kinn covering For You, originally a Bruce Springsteen composition. That was on the band's second album, Again. It came out in 1977 on the excellent Berserkly Records. We lost Greg Kinn last week, and so I went out to a record store to find that album. I never had that one on vinyl, and I'm glad I added that. I'm glad I could share it with you. And I hope we're all thinking about Greg Kinn and his family. What a wonderful artist. Before that, we heard from Chime School from San Francisco and the song I Hate the Summer Sun. That's on the band's new album, The Boy Who Ran the Paisley Hotel, that came out last week, August 23rd, on Slumberland Records. Just one of the best bands going right now. Give that one a listen. I know you're going to love it. If you like this podcast, you like Chime School. Anyway, we're about out of time, so let's go and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 706, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com or find me on your favorite social media sites like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Blue Sky, at Sid Much Rock or Too Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. We've got Burning Bush coming to Howdy on the 27th, Dog Stars at the Uptown on the 28th, Foil at Studio Skate on the 29th. On the 30th, you've got Choices, Max Sabbath at the Granada, Rixie at Farewell, Daniel Gum at Greenwood Hall, Medicine Lodge is playing at Arts on Broadway, Lone Strangers at Minibar. On the 31st, Glass Animals is at Azura, Philistines are at the Minibar, Horned Wolf is at Bottleneck. Looking into September, we've got Big Fat Cow at the Replay on the 4th, Mummies are at the Uptown that night, Negative Approach come back to town to play the Record Bar on the 5th, on the 6th, John Prine Tribute is happening at Lemonade Park, 99 Cassettes are playing at Minibar that night. Of course, I've saved us time for one more, so let's do one from Jorge Arana Trio. This week I picked up the new EP from him, it's called Murcielago. That is Spanish for bat. It came out July 19th, self-released digital only 4-track thing that you can pick up on Bandcamp just like I did. I'm going to play the track November. While most of the album is that noisy, jazzy math rock that the band does so well, this track, I don't know, has a little different feel to it. Feels almost like his other project, New Obsessions. I like this one. Hope you will too. So let's end things here with Jorge Arana Trio and the song November.